Good morning and welcome to Saturday Jazz Feature. This morning we're going to be taking a look at gospel jazz, its history and its influence on modern music. Saturday Jazz Feature is brought to you each and every weekend on Saturdays from 10:15 to 12:15 in the morning. In the past we've looked at Russian jazz and Brazilian jazz, as well as had interviews with Eric Kloss and Stan Jordan. We've also done some other types of shows, looked at women in jazz and the development of jazz rock over the years. Today we have a very special guest host, Pete Smagorinsky. He's going to be taking a look at gospel music, and we're going to see how it's affecting the modern jazz you hear today, as well as its history over the years. Pete?
Thank you very much, Fred. What we're going to listen to this morning is black church music, very different from the white church music. The white gospel music was based on European musical traditions, which featured choral work. The black music that developed in the South on plantations was an a cappella style originally, because the people just didn't have the instruments to play. And it was a more individual style of music. The groups that we're going to be hearing this morning, especially the early ones, featured lead vocalists over a vocal background. And later on, when the music became more sophisticated, instrumentation was added. Now, what we're going to hear this morning will reflect the stylistic evolution of gospel rather than be a chronological playing of the types of music. Some of the music is going to be out of order from the way it was recorded, but I think that this will reflect a little bit better the way the music actually developed. Later on in the show, we're going to be playing modern manifestations of the gospel conventions and styles in modern jazz and in some popular styles of music. Now, before we get started, there will be certain limitations to the things we're going to do here, the biggest one being the size of the record collection that we're going to be working from. If you're a real gospel aficionado and we don't cover some of the people that you like, it's not because we don't think they're important. It might just be because we don't have their music available. So keep that in mind. If you're a real neophyte, though, and this is one of your original exposures to gospel, I think that you'll find that certainly the genre is well represented here, though certainly not all the artists will be. The first thing that we're going to hear this morning will be a solo by a woman named Marion Williams. Now, this is going to be performed a cappella, and getting back to what I said earlier, this was only recorded about 4 or 5 years ago, and the title of the tune is They Led My Lord Away, and I think, though this is a recent recording, it reflects the type of music that was performed originally back on a plantation. So here is Marion Williams singing They Led My Lord Away.
Well, they led my Lord away. They led him away. They led him away. They led my Lord away. He never said a mumbling word. They led my Lord away. He never said a mumbling word. Hey, not a word, not a word did he say. For the victim of Calvary's hill, yes, they did, sure enough they did. Well, the victim of Calvary's hill, he never said a mumbling word. They ripped him up Calvary's hill, he never said a mumbling word. Oh, not a word, not a word, no, did he say. Oh, they pierced him in the side, yeah, they did, ooh, they did so. Yeah, they pierced him in the side, he never said a mumbling word. Well, they pierced my Lord in the side, he never said a mumbling word. Not a word, not a word, who did he say?
Pete, you said that was a field holler piece. What exactly is that?
Well, it wasn't exactly the song itself wasn't exactly a field holler, but it was a derivative of the field holler. Back on the plantations, each individual who worked the field had a little song, I guess you'd call it, that he identified himself by. And the fields being very large and the people being spread out very often, in order for him or her to be heard, it was chanted out very loud in the style of a holler. Now, the next thing that we're going to hear is by a group called the Famous Blue Jay Singers, which was one of the early great gospel groups. And their lead singer was a man named Silas Steele. Silas Steele is arguably the greatest gospel male lead singer of all time. He was the innovator of what is called the hard style of vocalization, and I think that you'll understand what that is from the name and from listening to Silas sing this next tune, Canaan Land.
I am bound for Canaan Land, on that happy golden land. There I shall receive a blessing
Once again, that was the Famous Blue Jay Singers featuring Silas Steele. The song was called Canaan Land. Now, keep in mind, we're still listening to all a cappella music. And we had the background singers. There were four singers in the background, and singing over the top of them was Silas.
What was the time frame on that? When would you say it was recorded?
I'm pretty sure that song is from the early 40s.
How would you say that is now that kind of style is now been repeated, and how the style has influenced music today?
Well, if you listen to a lot of rhythm and blues, a lot of soul, and even a lot of the white artists who borrow conventions from the from black music, say the Rolling Stones. One of the things that he says is, well, well, well. That is a term that's not just randomly put into a lot of music. That is a mime of the early gospel singers. The call to Lord, I'm sure you hear that quite often in a lot of music. Well, in this type of music, it's a very sincere expression rather than just something that the guy is throwing in to fill up time during the music.
Later on, I think we'll be hearing the Persuasions, and their lead singer, Jerry Lawson, also uses a lot of these conventions.
Yes, he does, and I think you'll note when we get to them that Jerry Lawson also represents the hard style of singing that Silas Steele originated. Now, the next group that we're going to hear is called the Golden Gate Quartet. Now, they're a little bit slicker than the famous Blue Jay singers, and I think that you'll find that the harmonies are a little bit sweeter. The whole style is not as hard as that of the Blue Jays. And the Golden Gate Quartet song that we're going to hear is called Listen to the Lambs.
Listen to the lambs, oh, look crying. Listen to the lambs, oh, look crying. Listen to the lambs, oh, look crying. Crying, yes, the lambs are crying. Ooh. Yes, the lambs are crying.
We're back on Saturday Jazz Feature on WPRB. We're with Pete Smagorinsky, and we're talking about gospel music this morning. What was that we just heard?
Okay, once again, that was the Golden Gate Quartet, also known as the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet. The song was called Listen to the Lambs. That group, incidentally, is still around and performing, but that was recorded back in 1938 when the band was still teenagers.
Where would you say most of this music came out of? What part of the country?
Without question, most of them were Southerners. Later on, when the music had a greater commercial appeal, a lot of the gospel the big gospel names moved up to Chicago, where the music is still alive and well. I understand that down in New Orleans last year there was a big gospel festival. The music is still played quite a bit. I think in order to hear it in its most pure form, you have to go to a church, either in the South. I know there's a lot of it in Chicago. I happen to live in Chicago. I don't really know how alive and well it is on the East Coast.
So the religious influence in gospel will never be lost. It's always going to be the mainstream in music.
Oh, I think so. Even though a lot of the performers now, including some of the ones whom you'll hear this morning, are starting to record with synthesizers and things like that. They're not recording it exactly the way you're hearing it at this point in the show, but they're still performing it, and I think that they're still pretty sincere about the religious aspects of the music. The next group that we're going to hear is called the Soul Stirrers. Now, the Soul Stirrers were one of the original great gospel groups, and the gospel groups were no different from any other type of groups. If a person grew to be a star, he went out on his own. And so the Soul Stirrers produced a number of great gospel stars as their lead singers, and when the guy would get big enough reputation up, he'd go out on his own and they'd try to find another guy to take his place. We're going to be hearing a couple of Soul Stirrer tunes here featuring different lead singers. The first lead singer we're going to hear is a guy named R.H. Harris, who was the founder of the group and a really fine singer. He was a great innovator in the gospel singing style. He was the first to sing what's called delayed time. He sings a little bit off the beat, and I think you'll notice that in this first tune we're going to hear called Well, Well, Well. Now, this is considerably more upbeat than that last tune we heard. I guess we could play all upbeat stuff this morning, but I think that the tune that we played by the Golden Gate Quartet is a representation of the slower style of music. Here, however, in Well, 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 R.H. Harris and the Soul Stirrers pick the tempo up a little bit.
Well, 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 don't worry about me. Well, 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 don't worry about me. Well, 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 don't worry about me. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Well, 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 don't worry about me. Well, 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 don't worry about me. Well, 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 don't worry about me. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. You need not to weep and moan. All I want you to do for me, just give that bell a tone. Well, 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 just tone it easy. Well, 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 just tone it easy. Well, well, just tone it easy. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. I've been married to Jesus. We never been a minute apart. I have a telephone in my bosom, child, and I can ring him up in my heart. Well, well, let's ring up Jesus. Well, 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 let's ring up Jesus. Well, 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 let's ring up Jesus. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. When you see me dying, you think my soul is lost. Follow me on down into the river of Jordan. That's the ferry man did I cross. Well, 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 I done crossed over. Well, 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 I done crossed over. Well, 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 I done crossed over. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. I don't want nobody to cry. All I want you to do for me, just close my dying eyes. Well, 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 I'm sleeping in Jesus. Well, 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 I'm sleeping in Jesus. Well, 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 I'm sleeping in Jesus. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed.
R.H. Harris and the Soul Stirrers. The song was Well, Well, Well. Again, that chant that has become very much a part of modern music. The next song we're going to hear is recorded subsequent to that. Well, Well, Well was recorded in 1947. I don't have the exact date on this, but the lead singer is someone you probably heard of because he made quite a name for himself in popular music, Sam Cooke, a name I'm sure familiar to most of you out there. This song is called Jesus Gave Me Water. Sam was the second lead singer for the Soul Stirrers following Harris, and his career, I think, very much parallels this fellow we're going to hear a little bit later, Jerry Lawson, lead singer of the Persuasions. Both began as gospel singers and then forged pretty successful pop careers. But here we go with Sam Cooke, the Soul Stirrers, and Jesus Gave Me Water.
Oh, Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. I want to let his praises swell. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. And it was not where there was a woman from Samaria came to the well to get some water. There she met a stranger who did a story tell. That a woman dropped a pitcher. She's drinking was made richer from the water he gave her. And it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I wanna let his praise swell. Jesus gave her water. He gave that woman water. Gave her living love and lasting water. And it was not in the well. She ran back to the city, crying glory, hallelujah, and did his wonders tell. She left my Savior singing, she came back to him bringing the time she had a water, Lord, and it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water, Jesus gave her water, Jesus gave her water. I wanna let his baby swear, Jesus gave that woman water, gave her that love and less than water, water, and it was not in the well. Lord, that woman left for shouting, there was no room for doubting, that she had met a Savior, who did her wonders tell. Every time she doubted him, she stopped to think about him, the man that gave her that water, Lord, and it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water, Jesus gave her water, Jesus gave her water. I want to let his praises swell. Say he gave that woman water, gave her that loving less than water, 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 loving water, and it was not in the well.
We're back with Saturday Jazz Feature. I'm Fred Smagorinsky. Pete, in that last tune, we heard the bass line a little more prominently than we had before.
Yes, it was. Again, in a cappella music, there was a great emphasis on having a good bass singer because he had to carry a lot of the rhythm and the bottom of the whole sound. Now we're going to hear one more tune from the a cappella style, and once again, it's going to be the Soul Stirrers. This time, Sam Cooke is going to sing a dual lead with Paul Foster, who was the second lead when the Soul Stirrers performed. The concept of having two lead singers was an innovation of the Soul Stirrers. And we're going to hear Paul and Sam singing Feel Like My Time Ain't Long.
Well, got a mother done gone on. Mother gone on. Makes me feel like time ain't long. Lord, mother gone. Mother gone on. Make me feel like my time ain't long. Lord, Father gone, Father done gone on. Makes me feel like time ain't long. Lord, Father gone, Father gone on. Make me feel like my time ain't long. Lord, brother gone, brother gone on. Makes me feel like time ain't long. Lord, brother gone, brother gone on. Makes me feel like time ain't long. Oh, mother gone, mother gone on. Make me feel like my time ain't long. Oh, mother gone on, gone on home. Make me feel like my time ain't long. Oh, father gone,
That was the Soul Stirs, featuring Sam Cooke and Paul Foster. You're listening to WPRB, Saturday Jazz Feature, Stereo 103 in Princeton. We'll be back in a few moments.